This is Ingrid Millington remembering what the village was like in the 1970s and how it has grown since she moved here, since I moved here in 1973. The most obvious change has been the growth of the village, with Garth Estate and Apple Tree Drive being developed in the late 70s and the Red Row Estate in the early 2000s, with many smaller developments such as Richardson Court, Gibson Close, Toll Bar and One Acre, the Cherwells, Station Close and the Yorkdales in the intervening years. The village now has over 850 dwellings centred around the A63 and the Village Green. Life in the 70s in Hambleton provided lots of different working and social activities for the residents, with farming being the major working environment, and the garage, car showroom and petrol station, the Red Lion, the Wheat Sheaf, the old post office in Chapel Street, Campy's Warehouse, Dance's Grain Store, the Village Primary School and the Owl, all providing further levels of employment for residents. When I came to Hambleton, the primary school has settled into its new site on Gateforth Lane with Mrs. Holland as headmistress and six class teachers. The preschool playgroup was held on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday mornings in the Village Institute on Station Road. On Sundays, there was a Sunday school led by Lucy and Gilbert Thwaites. A mother and toddler group was formed in 1978 by Jenny Banks, Christine North and myself to help new mums to the village get to know each other. Initially, we had no money, so for the inaugural meeting, to ascertain the level of support, everyone attending had to pay towards the cost of hiring the hall and the refreshments. Luckily, the room was filled to capacity, and some funds were raised to cover the cost of opening meeting, but not enough to purchase any toys for the under twos. So the committee that had been formed brought toys from home, which they took home at the end of the session. Lots of well-supported fundraising took place and eventually mother and toddler groups started to purchase new toys. The weekly sessions on Wednesday afternoons took place in the old school, with a large coke-fired boiler being lit during the winter months to keep the chill out of the air. Every Christmas there would be a Christmas party with a visit from Father Christmas delivering presents for all the children who attended. Children from the age of approximately 2.5 years old, and if they were dry, attended playgroup in the institute. The children attended a maximum of 2 mornings a week because of the restricted places, and mums had to volunteer their services twice a term to help supervise the children. As time went on, the number of morning sessions increased to the whole of the working week because of the influx of children from the new housing developments. Children moved on to the primary school in the term of their fifth birthday. The parents of the school, village school, formed Friends of Hambleton School in order to support the school through fundraising and to provide extra facilities that the school budget did not cover. School fairs were regular events, as were the annual themed barn dances held either at Hagbush Farm or on Manor Farm in Chapel Street. These events were total sellouts, which required months of organisation and planning, with the final days getting the venue ready for live music, disco and refreshments, including a bar. The food was usually left to the female members of the committee and the men took charge of the bar. The whole school community entered into the spirit of this fundraising, everyone taking a number of tickets to sell and very often going back to see if there were any spare unsold tickets. I remember one year a member of staff roasted several large turkeys for the buffet and everyone else provided different salads and cold sweets. The summer and Christmas fairs held in the school hall were also very busy occasions, and one year Nicky Dyson and I baked and iced 144 chocolate buns, which were sold on the cake stall and as refreshments. Such was the support that all the buns sold to make that fundraising part of the whole event a success.